Previously, on Short Quest Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
Aura spying Eddie naked is just gonna give him a thumbs up.
Nothing like being attacked when you're your most vulnerable. Am I right?
Anyways, it's from someone named Skraylin at a place called the Third Eye Salvage.
Skree is just standing there awkwardly, right next to Malcolm, watching the exchange like, huh?
Not exactly how I would have broke the ice. I would have broke the ice by saying, why didn't you tell me she was alive?
Launches in and you just hear yelling and screaming for like the next 45 minutes.
So Skree will strip the alien dude, the reptilian alien dude, and then just stuff him in the chute.
And he just kind of sits down on one lean and on his rifle. God damn it, I hate it when I'm late. What's everybody's next step?
I assume we have an address for the Third Eye Salvage.
Yeah, it shows it up. In fact, it's not too far from you guys. It's like, you don't even have to get on the train. It's like on the other side of the market. Kind of not too far from like where you confronted Grix and all that shit. So, but nearby there, kind of by where the secondary cantina, the casino, like little area you guys walked through. You didn't really stop in there or do anything, but you kind of passed through it when you were heading that way.
Gotcha. Do we need a minute? Catch your breaths.
Say no.
Eddie, give me a perception check as well.
29.
Solid, 29. So yeah, as you're addressing kind of everybody, you happen to catch a glimpse south to the Good Vibration. It sets up a little ways above, and it is not looking great. There are huge fucking gouges taken out of it, like a saw blade was taken to it, and just exposed wires, fucking plasma scarring all over it and shit. Like, it just got its shit rocked.
Unfortunate.
Scree starts like bouncing in place, and then he's like,
not yet. How long does it take to get stamina back?
Just 15 minutes. I think it's, or is it 10 minutes?
10, if I remember correctly.
It's only 10, I think. Yeah, you've got to take 10 minutes.
Well, then I'm good.
Yep, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, over this time of you guys hanging out, you can all say this was a short rest. Like, you guys have literally been talking for more than 10 minutes at this point, so. And you're not exerting yourself. You don't actually have to rest. This is resting, so.
Or she got to help me patch her up when we get back.
Just, you also spend a RP as well, so just make sure you subtract off when your RPs. If it doesn't automatically do it for you, it may already do it automatically.
It has a little tick box that you can do.
Oh, okay, cool. Perfect. Yep, 10-minute rest. One resolve point. I couldn't remember what the fuck RP stood for. God, it's been so long since I played this game. I'm almost terrified to get into combat again. I'm just gonna not remember any of the rules. So, who are you guys all taking? Just the main group? Are you taking your parents? Are you leaving your parents locked in there while you guys go handle this? Are you taking Aristo? You leaving him behind to watch over Sedona? Like, because Sedona's still passed out, if you remember. She had that glitch out.
Yeah.
And passed out in the ship.
No, she needs someone to watch out for her.
Okay.
As cool as it would be to have him along, we'll, I think, probably be better off leaving him for a bit.
If we're not back in a few hours, let the rentals out.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, one quick question, though. What are rentals?
Parental units. I was doing a cool,
okay,
shortened version.
Whose parents?
Mine. my parents.
Okay, last question. Where are they?
They're in the room with the healing tanks.
Oh, cool. Okay, I wasn't there for that. I apologize. Okay, awesome. Your parents are here?
Yeah.
Both your parents?
Yeah.
Scree's going to take one of his, like, nails.
Yeah.
And just...
And don't...
Scratch an X on the door.
Yeah. Don't try to fix the ship, but if you could do a breakdown of the damages, that would be helpful.
Okay, I can do that. And the zombie guy is still tied up, so that he didn't get loose. That's good. So I'll keep an eye on him as well.
Yeah. And Sedona.
And Sedona.
You smell a whiff of trouble. Give us a call.
I will call as soon as I whiff.
Okay.
On it.
I'm concerned about my boy, but sure.
And he's gonna... For some reason, the good vibration has keys. He's gonna throw him the keys. It's got a little hula girl keychain.
I love
it. He could have gotten a fucking biometric scanner, but he's like, nah.
I like the old school. I like this. I'm an old school guy.
I like to think that it didn't come with it, and that you did that. Like,
I had
you customized it to put a key ignition on it when it did not need one.
So tossing the keys, it's like,
yeah.
Worst. This is absolute emergency. You take off.
Okay. Well, right now I don't think that's an option. I think I see holes straight inside, but that's good to know. Good to know.
There's space suits, but yeah.
He holds it, like, he grabs it and grips it tight and holds it to his chest. It's like, I'm honored that you think I can handle this.
Should be.
Okay, you can go now.
Scree's the only person alive that's touched those.
Ah! Scree just thumbs up.
He just, like, holds his, like, fist out, like, like, fucking in solidarity to you guys, like... Kind of awkwardly, because you don't seem to be going yet, but like he's trying to do like a gesture of like power to you as you leave, but like just kind of keeps it there for like
this is why I love
you guys
him.
To go, and then he just like and finally he's like, yeah, I'm gonna go back inside now. Thank you.
Yeah, he's just kind of looking at him like, do I really trust him? All right, fine. And then just turns and leaves.
Yeah, he'll
and
be fine.
As you guys are going to leave, you hear him yell, be like, if you see any more Spruce Girls, could you give me an autograph?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, Scree, let's get you that D-suit. See if it'll fit you.
Ah. Yeah, as you pull that D-suit off the floor, you see that it's actually quite stretchy. Like, it kind of shrinks down quite a bit. It was like kind of a skin tight, you know, armor, and obviously meant to be able to change shape with him. So it actually, you know, is when it's just sitting there, it kind of shrinks down a little bit. It's a little baggy on you, but not like too crazy. You know, it's got a little loose around the maybe the elbows and the waist a little bit, but nothing too bad.
Not like, the waist. Not the waist.
Not the waist. Okay, not, I got you, because you got a little tummy. Yeah, so you're right. Not around the waist. It's tight. It's actually still very tight around the waist, but like maybe like under the armpits, it's got a little bit of a little bit to it. But nothing that you feel like, yeah, you know, a little time in there. Maybe you can adjust it afterwards, but no, it fits.
Okay. Yeah. D-suit.
Yo. Hey, congratulations. We are only like 90 sessions in, and you finally got some armor.
I know it's not pink, but we can fix that.
Yeah, can spray paint. Got that.
Oh, Scree's got that handled.
Yeah.
As soon as he's got the suit on, he takes out one of his dye grenades.
Nice. Fuck, chucks it at his feet.
Perfect.
Sure enough, splatters all over you, all over the walls, all over everything. But that suit, there's a couple spots you didn't get, but they're, for the most part, it's pretty covered. As it starts to kind of like congeal and slowly slough off, like slide down, it kind of covers all the holes and like stuff. So It's.
Oh, he just kind of like rubs it.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
The problem is he doesn't know that the back of his suit is still the standard black.
Yep.
I'm so like the front is like glittery pink and the back is just black.
Yeah, you get around the back of your legs a little bit, but yeah, there's a nice big circle like your back, like from probably like the middle of your butt up to your neck is like just the normal color. It doesn't matter. You don't see that part.
He doesn't see it, so it doesn't exist.
Exactly. So
I'll get your back later, buddy.
We'll touch it up later. But you're looking good.
Okay. So you guys heading off to Third Eye Salvage?
Yep. Sounds like.
Hey.
Yeah, we have an ass to kick.
Nice. So, sledge over here. So, as you guys kind of make your way through the space station, again, you come out towards the marketplace, you hang a left, you're kind of following, like, I mean, this is the future, so you guys have, like, that Google, like, walking path type thing, but it's, like, literally, like, a heads-up display kind of giving you, like, little arrows on the ground, like it's an RPG. Kind of like the Starfield, like, blinking arrows that when you got your little scanner pulled up, it, like, tells you, like, where to go. Kind of doing that for you right now, and it's telling you like which corridors to take and all that fun stuff. So you know, it takes you back through the marketplace, and you see that it's people are starting to come back to the area, but obviously after that big kerfuffle, there are some of the Draelic soldier guard guys like taking questions from people and stuff like that, and like asking what happened. They're picking up. You see that there's like just lots of viscera still kind of sprayed around, and like they're picking up pieces of like the Gillis squad, but you don't see your snoo-snoo giant reptile creature there. So
frankly relieved,
not sure what happened with them, and you guys make it through that little area. And no one's really paying attention to you. They're busy talking to the guards and whatnot. And then as you make it through there, you kind of head towards the casino area. You head off to the side. You end up coming across like this kind of more open area that has several shops along the way. And it's a kind of a big, more atrium type style. And the ceiling's pretty tall. And you come across this building. And it's kind of this run-down, like, plasteel-looking, like, building. The doors are kind of more of, like, just a rusted metal, maybe like an iron or a corrugated steel or something like that. And you can see around the sides of it there is, like, a giant, like, fence. And it says Third Eye Salvage. You realize it's like a junkyard. And so this fence kind of runs around the back side of it. And in the front, there is a standard door. To the left, it's got this little sign on it above it that's got this almost Illuminati looking like eye iconography, where it's got like the like a little eye very plainly traced out, and it's in neon with like a triangle around it, and it says it written in common or Aslanti. I'm sorry, it's written in Aslanti. It says Third Eye Salvage. And the sign's a little crooked. A couple of, like, the letters are, like, flickering and not really, you know, fully illuminated. But, yeah, it's got this, it's kind of, it's a little shabby. The plasteel is stained, but not, like, damaged by any means, because it's tough shit. But these doorways, like I said, there's a main, like, store door that is just kind of like a classic like handle open up like entryway to a store, and then off to the just the right of that is kind of sunken in a little bit, and there's like a big roll-up garage door that's like obviously for meant to bring in like all of the actual stuff. Both are closed right now, and the blinds of like there's like a frontage window and the blinds are shut, but so what are you guys doing?
Do we want to just knock and talk to them, or do we want to, I don't know, do a little sneaky?
I'm going to poke my head around the side here.
Okay. Yep. So as you come around, you see the building kind of wraps around. If you go north a little more, you'll see that the kind of corrugated steel fencing wraps like around the area and kind of like disappears back into the... like against the wall, like it's like connected to like the back like bulkhead of the actual space station itself. Like, as if maybe some supplies are brought in from outside as well, like dropped off and whatnot, or maybe jettisoned out or something like that. You're not really sure. You can't see inside the fence, but, you know. It's definitely got like an old school, like junkyard look. Like the frontage, a little nicer, still a little stained and kind of dirty, but the sides like look like a classic, like if you were driving down the street and saw a junkyard tomorrow. Like just fucking big, tall, corrugated steel fucking like fences, keeping things in with barbed wire along the top and whatnot. Very low tech, really.
Do we want me to go around back, make sure he doesn't run? Or they, whoever they are?
I feel like that would be smart. If they're some sort of super sneaky assassin or something, are they watching us right now?
Looking up, you do see there's like a floodlight kind of like illuminating kind of both areas of like the, like a little ways out from the doorway and whatever, but you don't see a like a security camera for the most part, unless it's hit.
Can I search for one?
Sure. Give me a perception check.
Okay. I'm terrible at these guys.
Or you can sense the motive of the camera. No, kidding. So yeah, you do not see a camera on anything, at least nothing that you would recognize. You have heard of like, you know, spotlights that have cameras hidden in them, but you're not sure if that's the case.
Are there any, I'm thinking vents, are there vents or pipes?
Roll me a D100 luck check.
Convenient pipe.
Exactly. Watch there be a fucking laser grid in the pipe.
That depends on what they roll.
Oh no.
It's roll 1D100, yep. Right?
I'd say, or down at the bottom, you should have that little dice tray. The very far right one is a D100 as well.
Oh, I was like, I don't have one. 64.
Yep, so you see that there are like off to like the left side of the building, there does seem to be some vents that are a little higher up, but nothing that you couldn't scramble up to. If you want to try to sneak in, you should be able to like go through the vents if you wanted to.
Scree like pokes Eddie and then points at the vent.
What do you want to boost? Okay. I'll just go to the like near it and kneel down.
Scree will like scramble up.
So he can like stand on his shoulders.
Okay, so I'm gonna drag you guys over here. So like the entryway that you would see would be like right over here.
Yeah.
So Scree, yeah, so as you come in and you get in, it's pretty easy. It's like, it's a couple, you know, screws to take out, and they're actually ridiculously easy because you can like, they're like the, when you got computer screws that are like the wide, like gripped screws that are super easy to unscrew. Like they're meant to, for your fingers to get around them and turn them. They're like those. So yeah. Like you can just like twist them off and you're like, oh shit. Okay. And take the thing off, set it down nice and quiet and kind of scramble inside.
Oh, just leave one of them hanging. So it just like slides, that's hangs fine. Down.
Yeah, it swings a little bit and it's kind of just hanging there. You hear as it kind of, you know, scrapes against the wall a little bit. But yeah, you have no problem. You jump up in there and at first you get into this like pretty thin, it's wide. Like I'd say it's probably like maybe 2 feet wide, but only maybe eight to 12 inches tall, so you're on your belly and you're you know knees and stuff like kind of scrambling through. But give me a stealth check.
Scree's just like
sneaky time. Sneaky
love time. It works better if you don't say it out loud.
Yeah, you guys all hear it kind of echo back out like sneaky time.
Yeah, hearing that he's like
sneaky time. Yeah.
Try to make it quieter.
Yep, go. So give perfect. Me a stealth check, and we'll see how good you do. No, fuck!
Ooh, holy shit, yeah!
Plus 15 in fucking stealth?
Good lord.
Yeah.
God damn, okay, so yeah, you rolled a 34. For the people sitting at home, He rolled a 34, natty 19. Plus fucking... Jesus. Okay, so a 34. Yeah, you are the wind. You just fucking... You are the knight. You are the little death that brings total obliteration. Mm-hmm. So you slip in and... as you kind of are above this little area, you're kind of like every so often, every few feet, you come across like a little like vent coming down, and you're looking into this room, and you see that there's like a few of these Draeliks just standing around. One's behind the counter, got his feet up, reading a magazine. One is like sorting stuff on a shelf kind of off to the side, and then you see one up on like a stair scaffolding that is like kind of overlooking the area, and they're chatting back and forth in I don't think any of you guys speak Draelic, but they're talking in Draelic back and forth that's my impression of Draelic.
Perfect.
I got a million of these guys. I can just keep doing this forever. So just so you know.
It was really good.
Yeah, so as you come through, you kind of see, you get a kind of a view a little further in that where that guy is standing up on the scaffolding. There seems to be like a doorway that leads into another room over there. And then you see the vent does have a place you could drop out, like kind of in the middle of the room. And then it exits out into like the junkyard area. So you get kind of that, and you can see out to what that looks like. You don't see really anything out there. Just a lot of junk, and then like a couple like a storage container kind of in the back corner. And then just, again, it's just a junkyard, like pieces of ship and debris and all types of stuff just kind of strewn about this big area. But yeah, that's what you see. What you doing from there?
He's going to... I think his comm is only a voice, isn't it? It's not like text based.
I don't know. I think you guys could probably send texts. But yeah, I'd say you could send a text if you wanted. Like that's not crazy. You guys have these comm units. It'd be ridiculous to think that the comm units in the future, like your cell phones essentially in the future, just didn't have a text option.
Star Wars is only on speaker.
Yeah, but that's also because it was made in the 70s. But anyways.
Is there an option to send a picture?
Yeah, sure, you can snap a pic. Like, yeah, you kind of like hold up your little wrist communicator and you're like and kind of snap little pictures of the area. So I'm just going to bring everybody in here real fast so that they can all see what Screece saw. oops. Sadoon got a little...
Scree takes a picture of his hand and holds up all three fingers.
Right. Oh, that's it? Just three fingers? Oh, my bad. Shit, I brought everybody out there. You're not even there. Shit. I thought you were taking pictures of the room. He just takes a picture of his hand and sends it. That's awesome. Okay, I'll put you back where you were. Okay.
If anyone asks, he'll take a picture of the room, but at the moment he's just like, hand, three. Yep.
So everybody gets a group text that pops up, and it's just got a picture, a little goblin hand holding the number, or three fingers up.
Hey. Well, there's three.
Three what?
Bad people?
I don't know that that's bad people. There's no context.
Strangers. There's three strangers. He's done this before.
This is perfect. That's how you translate for Scree. Three strangers. People he doesn't know.
Yeah, people he doesn't know.
What more do you want?
It's pretty obvious. So I mean, look at what he sent, right? I mean,
does three people he doesn't know include like robot death machines?
Yes.
Or are those not Wait, what?
No, those are people shaped.
So
fine,
if he were in a museum of statues, it would be like, oh, there's dozens of people here.
Three entities. Is that better?
Frankly, as something that is neither human nor humanoid, except for when I choose, then yeah. Yeah, that definitely clarifies.
We're going to turn it into that. That's where we're going with this.
I'm only going there because it's funny and it upsets you.
there are three entities.
Uh-huh. Well, so it sounds like Sidoon's going around the back to make sure there's no one going that direction. Oris, what do you want to do?
We could go in and look.
Yeah, just like go knock.
Well, Oris has the disguise hat, so he will disguise himself first.
And Ginger's going to step aside and motion for him to take the lead.
Ooh. What are you disguising yourself as? Oh, hat of disguise? I forgot you fucking had that.
Just a normal grease monkey looking dude.
Sweet. Okay. So you going in?
Yep, main door.
Yeah, so you walk up and you grab the door and it literally opens up. In fact, as you open it, it does like a ching-ching, like a little bell up above. And it is, and you look up, it is a bell. It is not a, like, technological, like a sensor caught a thing or did a thing. It is straight up a old school bell. And as you walk in, the three of them all kind of look at you. And as you first walk in, the one up on the staircase just kind of, like, eyes you up a little bit, but he goes back to, like, with a little data pad, and he's kind of writing stuff down. The one on the stock in the shelves over on the side just kind of looks at you real fast, and then the one behind the counter is like,
welcome to Third Eye Salvage. How may I help you today?
Oh, yes, the Shura place?
Me? No, this is not my place. Right. My name is Phil.
All right, Phil.
And Ginger, are you following him in?
You know what? Since I already moved my token inside, mm-hmm. I think I will, and I will shut the door behind me.
Okay. Is anybody else, before we do that, like, I just want to make sure, Eddie, you would have saw them walk in and everything if you wanted to join them or anything like that. Sidoon is around the side of the building, so.
I'll just go find Sidoon.
Okay. So Oris comes in, they're kind of not doing anything. Ginger walks in. You see the guy with the clipboard kind of glance up and look at you. And you see his eyes get a little wide. And then give me a perception check for everybody. Or a sense motive, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. I should have disguised myself. I can do that. Naturally. Why didn't I?
Oh, no.
13.
Okay.
Even thought about it. But then I said, like, as soon as I moved my token in, I was like, fuck, okay.
So you see The guy in behind the counter is focused on Oris. The guy stocking the shelves kind of turns back and goes back to stocking the shelves. The guy on the gangplank, like up above on the staircase thing, is like, he kind of, like I said, his eyes go a little wide, and he does like a type thing. And then when the guy behind the counter looks up at him, he kind of does like a little head nod towards Ginger. And you're seeing all this, Oris. And then when he does that, the other guy turns around, and then you see them get much more quiet and very, like, they kind of stiffen up a little bit, and they're just kind of staring there, like, and the guy behind the counter is like,
so, what brings you in today?
Ooh, telepathic message.
What the fuck, Ginger? Where did you get that? Technomancer spell.
You took a thing in Technomancer?
Yeah, Technomancer Dabbler.
Oh, I didn't even realize you took that. That's awesome.
It was a feat.
That's awesome. Okay, fuck yeah.
Okay, and you're saying, alright, so am I able to respond back with this spell?
Let's find out. Short telepathic message, you hear a simple telepathic, okay. You can send short telepathic messages and hear simple telepathic replies. Any living creature within 10 feet of you or an intended recipient also receives your telepathic message if it succeeds at a DC 25 perception check. You must be able to see or hear each recipient. The creature that receives the message can reply telepathically, but no more than a single message can be sent each round. And each message cannot exceed 10 words. A technomancer casting the spell can also use it to send a message to a computer or a construct with the technological subtype. That's fun.
Nice. Okay. So, when you send, is it just what the fuck, Ginger?
Actually, I don't think he would do it. There's that one guy's too close.
Okay.
Well then, do I pick up on their weirdness?
With the 13, you pick up on the weirdness. You did not pick up on the, like, you pick up on the, like, the main guy clocking you, I should say. Guy on the chair clocks you, but you're focused on him. You didn't see the other two, like, him, like, essentially motion to the other two and get them to turn towards you.
Then I'm just gonna hang out by the door and just kind of motion towards, the grease monkey in front of me, Oris, be like, oh, sorry, he got here first. I'll just wait here by the door.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna pretend like we don't know each other.
Oh, very good. I like that. Give me a deception check. Scree, also give me a perception check. Since you're in the vents, you would have been able to kind of clock all this as well.
I am bluffing.
Yeah, bluff, sorry.
Yeah.
Still get that mixed up after all this time. 17 on the perception.
And
17.
I'm checking really quick because I have a skill expertise in bluff.
Yeah, you do. I was going to say, if it's the thing where you disguise yourself, unfortunately you're not disguised, but that's not the thing.
No, I'm not. I am just straight up an expertise, which means that I roll an additional d6.
Go for it.
So, bluff 1d6.
Nice, 31. Okay. Yeah, so,
I'm just playing casual by the door, just like, yeah, all right, I'll wait, folding my arms, leaning back.
Yep, perfect. So, Scree, you do realize that they seem to be paying attention to Ginger. You don't 100% get the fact that they've all kind of frozen up and are like, oh God, what's going on here? Ginger, once you do that, you do realize, like, they do seem to kind of like ignore Oris and kind of keep, like, the guy behind the counter still talking to him, but you see his eyes kind of like darting to you, like, this guy has nothing to do with what we're dealing with right now. We're focusing on her. But yeah, so yeah, he's talking to you. Oris, did you answer when I said, like, what are you here for?
He's going to ask for a rare part. He's looking for one of them flux capacitors for a PT-109.
That is rare part. And he kind of keeps, like, looking at her out of the corner of his eye. He's like, let me... radio my boss and see if he can find the part in the back.
Oh, that'd be great.
Ooh, hearing that, Scree's gonna, like, wiggle over to the back vent and just watch the backyard, the scrapyard.
Okay. So you do see him, and he's like, he kind of reaches underneath the desk and he pulls out like a little, like almost like a straight up walkie-talkie. And it's like, he holds it to his ear. It's not like, it's not out loud. You can't hear him. But he's like,
boss, we have a customer here. The ones that, you know, the one that wants the special. Yeah. Yeah, here. Now. Uh-huh. Okay. We'll handle.
And he clicks the thing off, sets the thing back down. Scree, a couple seconds later, sure enough, you see a guy come out the back of a little room in the back and start moving backwards through the junkyard. Now, I'm going to need since you're now focusing on him, Oris and Ginger, I'm going to need one more perception check from you guys. And I'm going to ask Sadoon, before anything happens, what were you doing during this time?
Slinking around the backside.
Okay, so you are, like, coming around here to the back of the place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okie dokie. Anything you're looking for or doing? Are you trying to, like, shimmy over the fence, or...?
I'm going to... Because it's, like, the corrugated steel.
Yeah, it's got some barbed wire over top of it, but, like, I mean...
How tall is that fence?
Probably, like... I don't know. What's a junkyard fence? Like 10 feet? Like 10, 15 feet? Not 15. It wouldn't be that tall. Maybe 10 feet?
Probably 10 feet with barbed wire to, like, prevent people from climbing over it and stripping
like
copper.
Yeah, it's not just, like, a classic, like, because a privacy fence is usually, what, like 7 feet or something like that? So,
yeah.
So yeah, those junkyard fences usually set, a few feet over your head. So I'd say, yeah, it's probably closer to, like, 10 feet.
So I'm not going to try to hop onto the, like, over the fence. I'm going to try to get up on the building itself. because I reckon if I even touch that fence, it's going to make so much noise.
Yes, you. That is a very good point. If you try to scale that fence, it'd make the, like, the fucking ripple, like, of metal sound. So you're going to go try to go up the building. Okay. I would say the building itself, it's pretty tall. Because, from what, like, the guy saw inside, there's kind of, like, a staircase that leads up to almost, like, a crosswalk. Like, I mean, you can't see this right now, but... So there is, like, almost, like, not a second floor, but, like, an above crosswalk that... So the ceilings in this place are probably, you know, 15 feet tall. So it is... It's probably, like, 18 to 20 feet up there. But go ahead and give me an athletics or acrobatics, depending on what you want to do. To see if you can shimmy up this bad devil.
I am athletics.
Okay. Boop. Whatever floats your fucking boat.
32.
Fucking 32? Yeah, no problem.
Holy
you,
shit.
In fact, you don't even find, like, footholds. You get, like, a... You notice that there's kind of a wall behind you, and you do one of the coolest fucking things. You essentially, like, do one of those, like, da-da-da-da-da, and, like, run up to it and kind of get, like, 3 or 4 steps up off, like, up the wall, and then kind of kick off behind you to the other wall, and then kick off again that wall, like, puts you, like, waist height, and you pull yourself up on the roof. So, as you pull yourself up, you are, I can't really get a good angle on it, but let's say you're kind of here on the roof, but you can look down into the junkyard and you see this guy kind of probably just as you get up there, you see this guy come out the back door and start heading north out the, north out the junkyard. And you could probably see down in here too, which is like, this is kind of an open area. Between these two things, like, it's closed off here because there's two big doors blocking it, but it's like a gap, like a, just an alleyway almost of like where trucks would come through to drop shit off, and this walkway sits up here. So you can actually see from up on the roof down through this doorway, and you can see this Draelic up on the staircase looking down into the stairway. But that's technically all you could see from there. You really can't see this one down here because the stairway would be in the way. Right. But yeah, so you're up here, you can look down here, and you can kind of see that guy down there, and you can see down into that alleyway from your angle. So real quick, we're going to flash back to... actually, Eddie, what are you doing? You're out there. You said you were looking for Sadoon, so...
Yeah.
So you were coming around back as they did their little flippy kick up there. So they're up on the building now. Do you want to follow them or...
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Give me an athletics check. Sadoon, are they going to be helping Eddie get up?
Yeah, I know Eddie's following me, I'll reach down and help them up.
Perfect.
Help them up.
Okay, go ahead and give me an athletics check, Eddie.
Can I do acrobatics?
You can absolutely do acrobatics.
25.
25? 100%, yeah. You get to same type of thing. You do a run up and da-da-da up the thing and kind of kick off a little bit, get your hand up, and Sadoon reaches down, grabs you, pulls you up onto the roof. So you can see the same thing. So you're looking out into the junkyard. You can see this guy making his way north into the junkyard. You can also see down into this, like, alleyway in between these two kind of spots here. Actually, I'll just open this up so you can see both sides at the same time. This alleyway, which again, this walkway here kind of is like 10 feet up in the air. So like trucks can go underneath it to like go into this area. And then there is, you can see this Draelic standing on this, like on the stairway looking down into the shop. And honestly, you got both of you go ahead and give me a perception check as well. Or a sense motive. Now that you can both see this guy down here, whatever one works best for you. I'll let you reroll if you want to go the other way.
All right, sorry, perception?
18 for Sadoon.
Yeah, perception or sense motive for the this guy down here that's on the stairway. Just to see if you can tell he's doing like a, like he seems tense. So yeah, Sadoon, you're more focused on this guy, but Eddie, you notice that this guy on the staircase seems to be tense, looking down to something down in the doorway. Like he seems like... I had Ginger and Oris roll me a perception check, right? Right before we kicked back over?
You did, yeah.
Yeah. So, you guys notice, both of you see this, you see the Draelic, after he puts the phone down, you see he kind of leaves his hand underneath the counter for a couple extra seconds longer than what you'd expect. Like, a little awkwardly, kind of nods to the other two guys, and then he goes to pull a pistol and levels it at Ginger.